The head of the IMF is under arrest, and Europe is worried.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, how will the arrest of the head of the IMF impact the European debt crisis? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now. The Dow is down 52 points at 12,543. The NASDAQ down 0.4%. And the S&P 500 down 0.3%. JCPenney said this morning earnings were up about 6% last quarter after some significant cost cutting. And the National Association for Business Economics is slashing its forecast for U.S. growth. The group now predicts the economy will grow at a rate of 2.8% this year. That's down from a 3.3% prediction in February. Now let's get to the big story involving the head of the IMF, Dominique Strauss-Kahn. He's in court today in New York after being arrested over the weekend for allegedly sexually assaulting a maid at a Manhattan hotel. Strauss-Kahn has been a key player in bailout negotiations in Europe, and there are questions now about what the charges he's facing could mean for countries like Greece and Portugal. For answers, let's bring in Julia Coronado. She's chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she's with us live as she is each Monday from New York. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Well, will this have an impact on the European debt crisis?
Well, it's possible. This person was a very, very strong leader, a strong advocate for finding solutions and crafting packages to address the problems of the weaker peripheral European countries. So he was such a key player in the whole negotiation process and the actual resolutions that it's possible that this could have an impact. We'll just have to see who steps into the void and whether the leadership is there.
And it seems like it's coming at a very important time in the European debt crisis. There are new questions about Greece, and also, obviously, they're trying to figure out Portugal's bailout.
Absolutely. There's been active negotiations around the Greek rescue package. He was on his way to go meet with Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany to discuss this issue. And there's been a lot of nervousness in markets around the Greek situation and the possibility of a default. So the timing couldn't be worse.
And remind us again, Julia, why the European debt crisis matters to the U.S. economy.
Well, we've seen the European debt crisis and the renewal of worries around it contribute to a lot of worries in global financial markets. So we've seen equity markets go a little soft, and that could then potentially hurt consumers' wealth, their 401k balances, and possibly their confidence. But the one of the benefits, which is potentially greater, has been that this risk aversion, this nervousness in global markets, it has also led to a huge sell-off in commodities.
Right.
And so now we have oil prices back below $100 a barrel, which if they stay there could lead to falling gas prices, and that could actually be a huge benefit to consumers as we move through the summer driving months.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
Well, the computerized exchange NASDAQ will not try to take over the New York Stock Exchange. NASDAQ CEO said this morning that U.S. antitrust regulators would have blocked a merger between the two biggest American exchanges. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
With NASDAQ and its partner Intercontinental Exchange throwing in the towel, the way is clear for Germany's Deutsche Börse to seek regulatory approval to take over the New York Stock Exchange in a friendly $10 billion deal. That would mean majority foreign ownership of a venerated American financial institution founded in 1792 under a buttonwood tree in Lower Manhattan. Management consultant Peter Cohen says the exchange is showing its age.
The New York Stock Exchange has these things called specialists, which are actually human beings that match up buyers and sellers, but it's sort of an artifact of a previous technological era when people didn't have computers to trade stocks and had telephones. But that's been going away for the last, 30, 35 years.
Cohen says the big money today is in computerized futures trading, things like interest rate and foreign currency swaps, where profit margins top 50%. Having lost out on the NYSE, analysts expect NASDAQ to continue looking for other exchanges to buy around the world. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, for nearly 90 years committed to innovation in diabetes care. Learn more at novonordisk-us.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained local agents committed to small business success. More at 1-866-200-4BIZ.
This week, the TV networks will be selling their fall shows to potential advertisers. It's called the upfronts because advertisers can lock in ad rates upfront for the season. And as Marketplace's Janet Babin reports, it looks like NBC may turn to its news team to deliver a hit show.
The last thing many people remember about NBC is Jay Leno's weeknight show that crashed and burned. NBC's new owner, Comcast, will now go the safe route. It'll reportedly debut a primetime news magazine. Stephen Battaglio is business editor at TV Guide.
This is what I know about the show. It's not a filler. You know, NBC has a very strong news division. It makes a lot of money, and they have a lot of big-name news talent.
Like the new show's reported host, Brian Williams. And while a new drama or comedy can easily become a money pit, news is far cheaper to produce. Robert Thompson's pop culture professor at Syracuse University.
Would I want to bet my retirement fund, what's left of it, on the success of this? No. This is, I think, in some ways going to be a tough sell.
Tough because the world doesn't exactly need another news magazine. But at least, Thompson says, NBC won't rely on a new reality show to save itself. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And finally to Texas, which has just gotten a taste of a delicious California treat known as In-N-Out Burger. The chain opened its first restaurants east of Arizona last week. One Texas woman was filmed crying after she tasted her first In-N-Out double cheeseburger, known as a double-double. And the drive-thru line last week in Frisco, Texas at lunchtime was 2 miles long. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Oil has brought fortunes to Nigeria. Pollution, though, and violence, too. So, worth it?
But when you look at what oil money could have done to the country, could have changed, that's where you feel almost as if what has been achieved is nothing.
I'm Kai Rizdal, where oil and prosperity don't necessarily go hand in hand. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.